You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
What's good, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the best show on your radio. You know it better as Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much. He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us on SiriusXM Channel 80, the ESPN app, as well as tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We got doubleheader playoff action tonight when it comes to the play-in games. They begin at 6:30 Eastern time, part of that doubleheader on most ESPN radio stations and on SiriusXM Channel 80. Game 2 in New Orleans, Pelicans hosting the Sacramento Kings, but game one after we're done tonight, the Miami Heat hosting the Chicago Bulls, and our man Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst, will be on the call. George Sedano and Kevin Winter, hit him on Twitter at Corey Alexander VA. That stands for Virginia. Thank you very much. Corey, without Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat are 13-9. With Jimmy Butler, they're 33-27. They also want to have Terry Rozier again. How does Eric Spoelstra find a way to get to the playoffs without Jimmy Butler?
Well, Freddie, let me start off with, man, y'all got to warn me if I'm going to be on Love Friday and we're going to the intro with Harry. Before anything comes off, see what I'm saying? That in itself, I need to have a warning before you ask me a serious question about that.
You got it, brother. We won't leave you literally hanging out to dry as far as that goes. We won't do that to you.
Thank you. But, I mean, when you talk about the Miami Heat culture, man, you know, when you think Spo, they're not going to make excuses. They're not going to come in and say, hey, look, we don't have a chance without Jimmy. They just changed the script to how they played in the 22 games without Jimmy already this season. And Spo told us, it's a review. It's not as though we're changing the game plan. It's just a review as to how we operate without Jimmy on the floor. It's going to be different, of course. But when you start thinking Miami Heat culture, man, it's not something that will really phase them in any way whatsoever. I'm not sure that they can go and beat the Boston Celtics without Jimmy. But it doesn't surprise me at all if they get a win here at home with the guys that they have on the court.
Corey, what kind of pressure is on Tyler Hero, especially after going 9-for-27 in that matchup versus the Philadelphia 76ers, to go out there and lead the charge tonight to be able to be a force so the Miami Heat could advance?
Harry, I think it's heavy pressure. And the reason, not only the 9-27, but if you go back and look at the last two playoffs, Tyler Hero hasn't been available. He's been injured. And so when you think about that, now it's his time to step up in the absence of Jimmy Butler and be the guy. Both those guys averaged 20.8 points per game this season. They tie for leading scorer on this team. All right, well, Jimmy has shown that he can do it without Tyler. Now, can Tyler show that he can do it without Jimmy? And that's a big amount of pressure for Tyler to carry, not only in this game, but more importantly, if they're able to get past this game moving forward into the playoffs.
By the Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst, on the call tonight for the Miami Heat hosting Chicago Bulls in the NBA play-in game, Eastern Conference style, joining Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. The one thing that really jumped out to me about the question from Harry and your response, you would think it should be Bam Adebayo that would step into that leadership role, the leading scoring role, but the pressure's on Tyler Hero. How much could be on Bam Adebayo that he better produce, not just Tyler Hero, to lead the way for the Miami Heat?
Well, I look at it this way. Bam always produces. And, again, if you're going to expect Bam to go out and be a 30, 40-point-per-game guy, that's not going to happen. But he's going to get you 20 and 10. Mm-hmm. He's averaging close to 20 and 10. He's going to do his job. And that's what it's about here with the Miami Heat. It's not about going above and beyond the expectations of you. It's simply about doing your job. Bam's job is not only to go get 20 and 10, but also shut down everything on the other end defensively. In my opinion, he's first team all defense this year in the NBA, and he will do that. And that's how the Heat truly win. It's because they can defend the opposing teams better than the opposing teams can defend them. I think Bam will do his part. I don't think there's any additional pressure on Bam, but he carries enough of a load on his own because he is relied on so heavily on both ends of the floor.
Zion Williamson will not be available tonight against the Sacramento Kings. When you look at the New Orleans Pelicans, who is that one player or two players that has to step up their game that has dropped off a little bit lately?
Well, you're not sure how healthy Brandon Ingram is. Let's start with that. I mean, only 3 games back for him from injury before they got into the, you know, play-in. And then when you consider, I mean, C.J. McCollum probably had one of his worst games, you know, when you consider what happened against the Lakers. So I expect for C.J. to bounce back be big. But I'm going to go to my guy, the Wahoo, man, Trey Murphy, my young fella. I think he'll have a big performance for the Pelicans tonight. And, again, none of us are going to sit here and say that Sacramento is any type of defensive juggernaut. And also, I throw my guy Jose Alvarado in the mix. Made huge plays against the Lakers, and he's a difference maker on both ends of the floor as well. I think the Pelicans have more than enough, especially on their home floor, to still get a win without Zion. But as you move forward into the playoffs, similar as with Miami, you know, I don't know that they can make a run at that number one seed without having Zion or Miami and not having Jimmy.
Corey, you about to laugh about this one. I call Jose Alvarado Jose Cuervo because a lot of people say tequila make you do some things you shouldn't really be doing. It makes you crazy a little bit.
Liquid
Jose
courage,
Cuervo
Harry.
Be out
Liquid
there doing this thing.
We know about it.
Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst. I don't know if he's a tequila aficionado, but he joins in, Freddie and Harry.
Not.
And thank you very
it's
much on ESPN
thing.
Radio.
My wife would be the one.
Put it this way. As many nights I spent the bottom of a bottle fighting worm for position, believe me, I'm not a tequila aficionado anymore as well. Corey Alexander, Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. Well, the Lakers are looking for that worm at the bottom of the bottle when it comes to the Denver Nuggets. Many people believe they don't have a chance in this series. LeBron even said the media and other people are making too much of an emphasis on the rematch. What needs to happen if the Lakers are going to pull the upset against the team that won the last year in Denver?
I believe that AD has to make Joker guard him. I believe that's the biggest key. If you go back to game one of the series last year where the Nuggets swept the Lakers, right? AD went for 40 ball in game one, and it was a very close game that could have gone either way. But it was because AD was so dominant on the offensive end of the floor. I believe that's going to have to be the task at hand. Everybody talks about the 40-point game for LeBron in game four, but the Lakers got blown out. But the 40-point game for AD in game one, it was a close game that went down the stretch. AD is the key to that one on both ends of the floor. He has to be aggressive offensively. But more than that, the Lakers have to feature him. They have to make sure he's aggressive offensively, get him the basketball, force the Joker to guard him, and also possibly get in foul trouble. That's the best way to go against a great offensive player is to make them have to play defense.
The road to an NBA championship, who has it the toughest, Boston Celtics or the Denver Nuggets?
The Denver Nuggets, and no question about that one. Simply because they are in the West, and the West is loaded. All the hype we hear about the Western Conference this year, it is legit. You think about the series where, you know, higher seeds are oftentimes, you know, the underdog in the West right now. You look at, you know, OKC at number one, but you have them going up against, you know, whether it's going to be the Pelicans or it's going to be Sacramento, that's going to be a tough task. Denver having to play against the Lakers. I know many people don't give the Lakers a chance. And, again, with Bron on the floor, with AD on the floor, you've got two of the best players in the world. You're going to have a chance. But then you look at that 3-6 matchup with the Wolves and Phoenix. I believe Phoenix might be favored in that series, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. So the West is stacked, man. So Denver definitely has a much tougher task in comparison to going against, you know, for Boston, going against in the first round a Heat team, which is injured without Jimmy, as well as a Bulls team who could be injured with Alex Caruso not at 100% either. And, of course, no Zach LaVine, no Pat Williams. They've got a lot of missing pieces in their roster this season as well.
Real quick, because I was on the other side of it. Harry agrees with the Denver Nuggets. Here's why I think it's the Boston Celtics, because, Corey, sometimes they can be their own worst enemy. They have all the pressure on them. They have not won an NBA championship in a while, and they had the lead in the finals 2 years ago against Golden State. Lost that series. Went down 3-0 to Miami inexplicably last year, made a 3-3 series, and then got worn out in Game 7. I think with all that pressure, winning 64 games, and they could be their own worst enemy, may make that a tougher road for them, even though the West is stacked. What are your thoughts on that?
Freddie, one of the things that you know people never mention when they talk about that Game 7, you remember early in the game when Jason Tatum got hurt?
Yep.
You go out and you play your Game 7 without your best player. Mm-hmm. Now, he came back, but, of course, he was about 40% in that game. You go play a Game 7 without your best player. The same Jason Tatum who just in the Game 7 in the previous series went for 51. So, again, they lost that series. And, again, a lot of pressure is on the Boston Celtics. But when you look at their path and to getting to the finals, Joel Embiid, the best player in the East, injured. You know, the Knicks winning the number two seed without Julius Randle. So with all the injuries and the health issues that have happened in the East, that's why I think it's going to be tougher for the Denver Nuggets. But, of course, it's difficult for both teams, as well as anyone, to get to the NBA Finals as well as win a NBA championship. But, of course, that's part of the reason why we play the game.
No doubt about that. Corey, great stuff as always, my friend. Enjoy the game tonight. Have a great call, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Anytime, fellas.
I'm Matt Corey hey. Alexander. Go ahead.
What's up, bud?
Brother. It's burnt into my mind right now. I can't get rid of Love Friday. This next time, y'all warn me.
Well, Corey, you
know. Love Friday.
Love Friday is good for the soul. It's good for the show. And damn it, it's good for the country. You just know how that goes, okay?
There you go. There you go.
Great stuff by Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst. I'm on Twitter, Corey Alexander VA. He'll be part of the call tonight. He and George Sedano and Kevin Winter, they'll have the call for the play-in game where the winner goes to play the Boston Celtics in Miami. The Heat will take on the Chicago Bulls. Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern time right here on ESPN Radio with Harry Douglas, Mr. Love himself. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry. What about you? What are you looking forward to the most in the NBA playoffs? After play-in Friday, everything gets started officially tomorrow. Plenty of games over the weekend, four on Saturday and four on Sunday. 888-729-3776. One of our favorites is Easy E. Eric in New York. Eric, what do you got to say about looking forward to the most in the NBA playoffs?
Hey, Freddie, Harry, how you doing on the Love Friday?
We're good on the Love Friday, my brother. Thank you for asking, by the way.
All right, that's great. Well, first of all, I'm looking for a great playoff run from the Knicks, okay? But I'm really intrigued. First of all, the Young Guns by Boncaro and Halliburton in the East and SGA and Ant-Man. And, you know, just to see if those guys can, you know, rise up and be the new face. You know, the league, and also that matchup between the Mavs and the Clippers. They're going, what, that's going to be tough. That one of them teams is going to go home, okay? And I just wanted to ask you a question, Freddie. Freddie, are you a grandparent?
Well, say that again?
Are you a grandparent?
Are you a grandfather?
No, not yet. Not yet. My daughter still hasn't found Mr. Right. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, I got to explain something, and I got to get my man Harry. So yesterday, my grandson was over. So I was having a good time with him. So I didn't feel, I felt so good. I couldn't, you know, I couldn't troll Harry, but I got a little poem for him.
Uh-oh.
All right?
Uh-huh.
In the orange and blue playoff skies, the Hawks didn't qualify to fly. The Bulls plucked their wings and made them cry, and their season abruptly died.
Wow. Eric. Obviously, your grandson is not with you right now.
Your grandson, you know, I got love for you, brother, but I had to get you.
Your grandson is my new best friend. I will say this, though, E. Uh-huh. I do want the Knicks to do well, though.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have a lot. You have faith in them. I have faith in them, but you have more faith in them than I do, mainly because you don't have PTSD as a Knicks fan.
No,
I do, yeah.
I've
had plenty of moments when people, this is going to be the year, and it turns out not to be the year. So that's why I'm having passion with caution regarding this team in the Eastern Conference.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If you got passion, make sure you have some caution as far as that goes. Airline food in Virginia, my friend. What do you got to say about the upcoming NBA playoffs?
Man, first of all, y'all are off the chain on this Love Friday, man. I can't call back no more. Like, I don't know what y'all got going on. Like, man, who is making that sick Hawk noise, man? That joint is hilarious.
Take your pick. It's either Harry, it's either Devin, it's either Shannon. Take your pick.
Okay, I apologize. Let me get back on track. I apologize.
No problem.
Thank y'all for having me, man. It's always a pleasure talking to y'all on this wonderful Love Friday.
Amen.
So I'm asking for a friend. Under what circumstances can somebody switch teams? Because in my circle, we do it like a transfer. So if you want to switch teams, you can't talk sport that sport for two seasons, and
wow.
Then you can switch over. So I'm just asking for a friend, man.
Well, wow. Hold on, Airline Food. I got to ask you this one question first, because it is Love Friday. We talking about actual sports, or you talking about outside of the sports world?
No, we're talking about sports.
So, okay.
So, Yeah. And this is more for football. Now, we want to talk basketball. I ain't mad at Pat Riley for swinging and missing, not getting no superstars ever. Uh-huh. You know, I ain't mad at that.
Right.
You know, I need him to do better, though. Because if I go on my job and say, man, I was great 10 years ago, they're going to fire me, man. Like, yeah, I need him to do something, man. But under what circumstances, man, this ain't for me. This is for my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Under what circumstances can you switch teams?
There's only one circumstance, in my opinion.
Okay.
If you've been a Cowboys fan for a very long time, and your owner says that you're going all in, but you see the other team in Texas, which would be the Houston Texans, go all in, then it's okay to switch, as Cowboy Harry has just taken over, folks.
Put it this way. Pay no attention to Cowboy Harry. Sound like an old episode of Hee Haw, as far as that goes. The Texans can say whatever they want. Until they actually get to a Super Bowl, they really can't talk.
Until they actually
get to a Super Bowl without needing the calling a friend to get luxury box tickets or to pay their way in, nobody ain't thinking about them compared to the Dallas Cowboys, dude. Nobody's thinking about them.
You know how you can actually switch teams?
How?
By not actually switching teams. Just have two teams.
Hey!
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Do I know anyone who has more than one team?
That would be me, Freddie Coleman.
Who's that?
A proud man with my two teams, the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Jets. So many have tried. Everybody has failed to get me off that mountain of having two teams, my friend.
I feel you. I thought you would have jumped off that mountain with them two teams.
Yeah, at least they're good.
Especially with those two teams. I should have jumped into a volcano full of fire compared to what those two teams have put me through involving the Cowboys and the Jets. DJ in Houston, my friend. Thanks for hitting us up on Freddie and Harry and ESPN Radio at 888-729-3776. DJ, what are you looking forward to the most in the NBA playoffs?
Man, well, first of all, you know, I got to give it up to the Oklahoma City. First of all, before I even get to that, happy Friday to y'all. Happy Love Friday. You know, it was a pleasure.
Love Friday.
Yeah, right back at you.
Hold on, one more time. Hit it again. Love Friday.
Hear me?
So, look, I'm a person, you know, who's recently switched teams. I'm from New Orleans, so, you know, I'm a homer all the way.
Okay.
But when Kevin Durant, James Harden, then played for, and Westbrook played for OKC, I was an OKC fan.
Okay.
Only because of those three guys. You know what I'm saying? And I got to give them their props for them getting back and getting to the playoffs. But I'm a little nervous about my Pelicans. You know what I'm saying? I thought we'd get the job done Tuesday. We could have got the job done Tuesday and been resting and going to the playoffs. But people got hurt and we was able to do the thing. So I'm a little nervous. I think that we're going to get the job done tonight. But I'm still nervous about the next round because, you know, no Zion. And, you know, my boy got to stay healthy. You hear me? Got to stop eating beignets. You hear me? I get it. I'm a beignet head myself. You hear me? The beignets and the food down there is great, but he got to leave it alone for a season or two. You hear me? So we can get the playoffs, get to like the third round, you know, the conference finals or something.
DJ,
you know, Zion, help us help you out, player.
DJ.
I'm here, brother.
You keep your body clean, huh? You got a lot of Jabo jeans, huh?
You already know we got Buku Jabo jeans, dude.
That could almost be the theme song for this show. Let the good times roll in your Jabo jeans. That could really almost be the theme song for this show each and every Friday when we get started. But he is right about Zion Williamson, and I wonder, I'm hoping we're not going to continue to see the future unlived with him, where you see the ability, and he was unguardable on Tuesday night versus the Lakers. But then that hamstring injury, and I'm not going to question his toughness trying to play through it, but no one knows their body better than professional athletes. And if he felt that was going to compromise him, he was not going to risk further injury. And who's to say that anybody should blame Zion Williamson for making that decision?
Freddie, I make that statement all the time. I've lived in my body my entire life. No one is going to tell me how I'm feeling when it comes to my body. And for Zion, I think now he did a great job of losing weight, being available to his team this year. But that has to be sustained throughout the playoffs as well, not just the regular season. And we all know availability is the best ability.
Yeah, and also we know those beignets down there are undefeated. They have never lost any kind of food battle. Beignets, infinity, human zero when it comes to that.
The beignets, the food, and them Cajun ladies. You know, my wife Cajun.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Her dad's side of the family, they're from Ninth Ward.
Okay. Really?
Yep.
I mean, I have relatives in Louisiana and Lafayette, but they are transfers from Alabama. They just moved that way.
That's why my kid's light skin.
Yes, they are. I didn't think about that.
See how black I am.
I knew the more Mark kept going into that rabbit hole, the darker and darker it was going to get as far as that goes. One last one from Steeler Juan in Georgia. Steeler Juan in Georgia. What are you looking forward to the most in the NBA playoffs?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm looking forward to seeing what Dallas is going to do because, you know, the fans of Dallas are long-suffering. You know, they used to having their hopes build up. And just when they think they're going to win, all hope is snatched from them, and they go plumbing, you know, falling all the way down to the bottom. You know, it's like a jet crashing and falling. You know, it's almost like being in New York and have to say, go New York, New York, go.
Wow.
Go New York, go New York, go.
He double cut me on that one as a Cowboys fan.
I know.
And a Knicks fan. Still a Juan and George. I thought we were boys, man. I thought we had that kind of relationship there.
Oh, but here's the thing, though.
Uh-huh.
Y'all came at Harry, and I gotta say, me being a Georgian, I'm a Hulk fan. But I just want to ask Harry one thing: as being still a one, Harry. Now you took a shot at me the other day. I didn't mean that about your knees. Only time y'all on y'all knees when them crying birds. Atlanta Falcons play my Steelers. By the way, when's the last time y'all beat my Steelers? Harry, I ain't forgot about what you said, what you did. I think Steve Barkowski was on a center.
Wow.
He went the
late 70s, early
Love
80s.
Love Friday.
Steve Barkowski.
I don't think my mic working anymore. Is my mic still working?
It's still working.
It's still a one. Let me say this, though. I appreciate you taking up for me, man.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate. You know, us Georgia folks got to stick together.
But the way he went back, deep dive, Steve Barkowski, the Falcons,
the
grits blitz back then. Look at him. I'm loving that. By the way, he's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. Don't forget the bundle, your home and auto you can save. How you do that? By visiting Progressive.com. Keep weighing in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What are you looking forward to the most in the NBA playoffs? And speaking of that, we're going to pick a side because there's no fence sitting when it comes to either or NBA playoff edition. This is Freddie and Harry, and this is ESPN Radio.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Love Friday.
On Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio. Don't forget about us on TuneIn and also your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. So we got the NBA playoffs. We got play in action tonight. Catch both of the games on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and also ESPN Television. The first game down in Miami, the Heat hosting the Chicago Bulls. The winner of that game will take on the Boston Celtics in a first-round series. And then down in New Orleans, the Pelicans will host the Sacramento Kings. The winner of that game will take on Oklahoma City Thunder in a first-round series. Both of those games on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and the ESPN app. We bring in our producers, Shannon Penn. We love to make sure we have to make choices. That's where either or comes in, the NBA playoff style edition. So we get a little flow underneath us. We bring in Shannon Penn for more of that flow, and let's do it to it. Either or involving who needs to be that dude to win his team's first round series.
We ain't on the fence. We ain't sitting on it. Not on the fence. Not this day. Now, this Love Friday, we not. Yeah.
We're not going to be Emily sitting on the post. We get it.
All right, so either go. Who needs to be that dude? Freddie, I'm going to start with you. Kevin Durant or Anthony Edwards? Who needs to be that dude?
Anthony Edwards. There's no doubt in my mind because Kevin Durant has been that dude, whether he's been Oklahoma City, Golden State Warriors, the Brooklyn Nets, the 10 games he actually played for them in the NBA playoffs. But Anthony Edwards, this is your come-to-Jesus moment. When you got a guy like that on the other side and Kevin Durant, a guy that you looked up to and you were born in the great state of Georgia, made your name as an All-American high school player, then 1 year at Georgia, and now you're a superstar in the NBA, that you're not on the come-up, you've arrived. You want to show you've arrived? You have to be that dude. It's got to be Anthony Edwards.
I'm going to go with Anthony Edwards as well. Now, I'm going to start with Kevin Durant. When you look at the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant is an excellent basketball player, superstar. But they also have Devin Booker and they have Bradley Beal. They have a Grayson Allen who's really stepped up this season so much that they gave him a new contract. When I look at the Minnesota Timberwolves, you have Karl-Anthony Towns coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But Anthony Edwards is the best basketball player on that basketball team. So he has to show up and show out.
All right, who needs to be that dude, Harry? Nikola Jokic? Or LeBron James.
LeBron James.
I'm going Nikola Jokic because we know when he's that dude, it's championship for the Denver Nuggets. And everything goes through him, whether it's early in the game, late in the game, when it comes to crunch time. Everything is ran through Nikola Jokic, his passing ability, his the ability to score the basketball from every level or every part on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. So I'm going Nikola Jokic.
I'm going LeBron James. Because it's always going to be about LeBron James. Especially when you tell everybody who is somebody that too much is being made of the rematch involving the Denver Nuggets and your team, LeBron James.
I think you put a little bit too much more emphasis on it. This is our first round matchup, and we look forward to the postseason. But I haven't been, like, looking forward to the rematch. The game is played, how it's being played, and this is the matchup. So we look forward to that challenge.
You can't put that out there and say, well, you know, you guys are making too much out of this. Well, LeBron, yeah, because you're the Los Angeles Lakers. You lost to this team 8 straight times. You're plus 270 underdogs in this series. The Nuggets are the biggest first-round favorite at minus 350. So, LeBron, yeah, you got to be the dude, like in the movie The Big Lebowski. You can't rely on Anthony Davis. You can't hope for D'Angelo Russell or the Kobe of the Ozarks when it comes to Austin Reeves. You have to be D-U-D-E dude, period. End of stories. Why? Because you're LeBron James and nobody else is.
So what does LeBron James have to do? Like, how does he have to play? He has to go what, Freddie? In order for the Lakers to
nuclear.
Win this series?
No,
nuclear.
I said
right.
It once. Yeah, I'm not doing it. Do it again.
All right, I just asking.
All right, Freddie. Who needs to be that dude in the Clippers and Mavericks series? James Harden or Luka Doncic?
Oh, it's got to be James Harden based on previous experience in the playoffs because he has not been that guy you could look at and say, well, we need him to be the dude, he didn't show up. And even when he was the Robin to help out the dude, he still didn't show up. I go back to what Tim Legler, ESPN NBA analyst. I'll never forget when Harry Douglas and I were filling in with him on First Take last summer. And after they lost Game 7 to the Boston Celtics, he said, when you have the pedigree and the talent of James Harden, your floor can't be 6 points, 6 assists, and 5 turnovers in a Game 7. Your floor's got to be a lot higher than that. Your ceiling's got to be a lot higher than that. You're in a basketball team with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, so no pressure is on you. But you're the playmaker for this basketball team. You've got to be that dude because you're not, again, nobody's going to want to hear any kind of excuse that you believe is you're a system, which means you'll be a bad system in the playoffs if you don't outplay or at least come to the level of Luka Doncic.
I'm going to go Luka because James Harden has Paul George and also Kawhi Leonard. For Luka, he has to average a triple-double. We know in probably every playoff series for the Dallas Mavericks to even have a chance to be able to win. Now, I'm picking him in this series, but that's part of that is because Luka is that dude and he's that straight dog.
All right, Harry, who needs to be that dude in the series with Milwaukee and Indianapolis or Indiana Pacers? They know who they are. Tyrese Halliburton or Dame Lillard?
I'm gonna go with Dame.
I'm gonna go with Shannon.
I'm gonna go with Dame. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna have Giannis early on in that series, so you have to be on your A plus game.
Yeah, I'm with you with Damian Lillard because That's what they brought you over here for, these kind of moments. And even before he got injured, Giannis Antetokounmpo even said down the stretch, the ball has to go through Damian Lillard because he knows what kind of shot maker that you were in Portland, where you sent guys like Russell Westbrook home from that playoff series. We hit that three, and you pointed to your wrist and said, Dame time, and your time is over. So if you're Damian Lillard and you got a guy like Tyrese Haliburton, Tyrese Haliburton is going to want to get – he's just going to destroy the Milwaukee Bucks. And he's going to do a lot of narration next to it. He wants to have this whole series and a win for them coming with the soundtrack. So Damian Lillard, what are you going to do about it? No Giannis, which means that everything flows through you. It's not like you're not used to this. You had it for 11 years in Portland. Now you really get a chance to do it on a stage like this with so much on the line, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo is not there, to have your back or for you to have his back.
You know what I forgot about, Freddie, too, with this series? There's a little beef, a little something with these two teams.
Oh, yeah.
You remember back when Giannis and he scored a career high, wanted the ball, and then it was like the whole ball gate between the two teams?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a little something there.
What kind of gate was it?
A little ball gate.
They was fighting over?
Little ball gate.
They wanted to know whose ball was bigger than the other one.
All right, moving on. Who needs to be?
It's a lot bigger.
Who needs to be that dude in this series, Harry? Paolo Banchero for the Magic or Donovan Mitchell for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I'm going to go Banchero because I think the Magic, they have the athleticism. Mm-hmm. I think they have the player in Paolo Banchero that can actually put them over the hump and win this first round series versus Cleveland. We've seen over the years that Cleveland, they have a roster on paper to win. We just haven't seen that at the level that we should probably see it by their actions.
Yeah, that's completely fair, but to me it's got to be Donovan Mitchell. Especially after what happened last year in the first round series against the New York Knicks, where you were outplayed by Jalen Brunson. And Jalen Brunson, he was giving everybody that work. He was giving it to you, Darius Garland. Even Jared Allen got a little dose of that from Jalen Brunson. So if you're Donovan Mitchell and you've been a lead dog, you have a chance to not be a puppy right now. And you can't allow that to happen. You got to have that woof-woof about you, especially bouncing back from an injury, because that's why you're there in Cleveland. That's why they moved on from so many different pieces in a hall to get you from the Utah Jazz. It's time to put up or shut up. Last year, you got shut up by Jalen Brunson in the New York Knicks. So what are you going to do about it this time around if you're a Cleveland Cavaliers team trying to make sure they'll go out in back-to-back series in the first round in back-to-back years?
Fred, I'm glad you brought up Jalen Brunson because that's where we're going next. Uh-huh. Last and certainly not least, my New York Knickerbockers, Philadelphia 76ers. Who needs to be that dude in this series, Freddie?
What's so funny?
Jalen Brunson or Joel Embiid?
Before that, Harry, what's so funny?
New York Knickerbockers.
That's their name.
I know.
That's their full government name.
It's funny.
I know. I know why it's funny, but I'm not going to say it on the national radio. It's Jalen Brunson has to be that dude because Joel Embiid, I don't question if he can be. I just wonder if he's too injured to be that way. But Jalen Brunson has been so good, not just elevating his game, but elevating everybody else. Dante DiVincenzo, Miles McBride, Josh Hart, OG Anunoby. They've been able to rally around him without Julius Randle. So I don't think there's any question. Jalen Brunson, JB, has to be that dude in this series versus Philadelphia.
Freddie, I agree with you. Jalen Brunson, it's because you don't have that other piece, right? The other piece is not there. So I'm going Jalen Brunson. He has to be terrific. He has to be fantastic.
Yep.
He has to be the best player in this series like he has been in the Eastern Conference all year because he's played majority of the games and he's been consistent throughout with people in the lineup, without people in the lineup. So Jalen Brunson has to be fantastic.
Great stuff by Harry Douglas. Hit him on Twitter at HDouglas83. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter at ColemanESPN. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry. So here's the schedule of games on Saturday. 1 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN, Orlando Magic at the Cleveland Cavaliers. 3:30 Eastern time on ESPN, Phoenix Suns at the Minnesota Timberwolves. 6 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN, Philadelphia 76ers at the New York Knicks. 8:30 Eastern time on ABC, the Los Angeles Lakers at the Denver Nuggets. Those are the game ones on Saturday. Game one on Sunday. Whoever wins tonight between Miami and Chicago, they'll take on Boston 1 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday on ABC. 3:30 on ABC, Dallas Mavericks at the Los Angeles Clippers. 7 o'clock on TNT, the Indiana Pacers at the Milwaukee Bucks. Then at 9:30 on TNT, whoever wins tonight between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Sacramento Kings in New Orleans will take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Those are all the game ones that are going to happen on Saturday, 4 games, and Sunday, 4 games. Who's going to win each and every last series in the first round? Our predictions are next. So keep it here on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio. Always appreciate you guys joining us each and every Love Friday, because it's good for the soul, it's good for the show, and let's be honest, damn it, it is good for the country as far as Love Friday goes.
Boy, if I could sing like Luther, boy.
That's my favorite Luther song, by the way. My favorite
Superstar?
One. Superstar, my favorite one. I didn't know that was... I thought that was an original, and my college roommate said, "Oh no, the Carpenters made that first." I said, "Well, that can't sound good compared to Luther. Their version's not bad, but even he said, "I'd much rather listen to the Luther version than the Carpenters version when it comes to Superstar."
I agree.
No doubt about that. But we have not forgotten about Major League Baseball. Action tomorrow is the New York Yankees host the Tampa Bay Rays, presented by Progressive Insurance. So join the coverage that begins at 12:30 Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Each and every night, we know that when you got things to do, and we know you got things to do, it is hard to try to keep up on everything in the world around you or not around you. Lucky for you, that's where Freddie and Harry come in.
They may not be the top stories of the day.
In other news.
But you need to be in the know. This is In Other News.
Sad news regarding Bill Tobin, longtime NFL executive, passed away at the age of 83. Now, for a lot of you, you may not know that name that was synonymous with building teams in Chicago and with the Indianapolis Colts. But he also helped to make the career of one Mel Kiper Jr. in the 1994 draft. One of the first time Mel Kiper Jr. was on TV, part of the draft coverage. He decided to give the Colts the business about drafting Trev Alberts over Trent Dilfer.
I think it's a typical Colt move. I mean, here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh. Give me a break. That's why the Colts are picking second every year in the draft, not battling for the Super Bowl like other clubs in the National Football League.
When Bill Tobin heard that as Colts GM back then, talking to Chris Mortensen.
One question, Bill. A lot of criticism about not taking a quarterback here. Your response?
Well, you know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
Mel Kiper Jr. and I did college football final on ESPN Radio for 4 years. And he said, if Bill Tobin had never said that, he said, there's no way I'd be where I'm at. He said, Bill Tobin literally made his career because people wanted to know who the hell is Mel Kiper, and that really allowed that trajectory to go up. Regarding Mel Kiper Jr.
And Mel does a fantastic job, but I will say this, Mel really hit a nerve.
He did. You know why? As it turned out, Mel was right. They should have taken Trent Dilfer because Trev Albert's only lasted a couple of years because of injury. So maybe he hit a nerve with plenty of people that now want to give Mel Kiper Jr. that kind of love. And he's continued to be part of the draft coverage. And he'll be a part of that next week in Detroit, Michigan on ESPN and ABC. My man Harry Douglas will be a part of that as well. He'll be doing stuff on digital along with Harry Lyles Jr. and company, where they're going to have all the action. Round one on Thursday, rounds two and three on Friday, and rounds four through seven on Saturday. Time for our NBA playoff predictions. We got four games on Saturday, four games on Sunday. Orlando Magic, Cleveland Cavaliers. Harry, Cavaliers have home court advantage. Who do you like?
Paolo Banchero, give me the Magic.
Okay. I'm taking Cleveland in six. I think they find a way to get out of the first round, get to the second round. Suns, Timberwolves. Timberwolves have the home court advantage.
Give me Kevin Durant and the Suns.
Okay. Give me the Suns in seven. I think they win that one. 76ers at the Knicks. Knicks have home court advantage.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go in seven.
Yeah. I got Knicks in six. I still think that Joel Embiid is going to play well, but I think his body will give out just a little bit, and that could be the difference in the series. Lakers at Nuggets. Game one tomorrow in Denver. The Nuggets, the defending champs, have home court advantage.
Well, I'm going to the Kentucky Derby in a few weeks, so I might as well go with Nikola Jokic because he loves horses.
Nuggets in what, six? Five?
Nuggets in, yeah, I say in six.
Okay, I'm going to say Nuggets in five. I think they're that good, although it would not surprise me if it goes six or seven. I think the Nuggets win this in five and take care of business. Celtics against whoever wins between Miami and Chicago. What say you?
Celtics sweep.
Okay. Celtics in five. They'll find a way to lose what I like to call the friends and family game. Lose that game four game, the friends and family game, to make them feel better.
Friends and family deal. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, they get the friends and family discount by winning one game in game four, and then the Celtics will close it
out five.
Who are the
Celtics playing?
They are playing the win of Miami versus Chicago.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
This is Shannon Troll Shannon. This is not
He's
a Shannon
taking
I know.
Enough of a beating.
Yes, he
is. Let's let him live.
Mavericks Clippers, game one in Los Angeles. The Clippers have home court advantage.
Luka. I'm going with the duo Luka and Kyrie, man.
Okay.
I will say in six.
Me too. I think they win that in six. I don't think they lose a game at home, and they steal one of those games in Los Angeles. Pacers at Bucks. Bucks with home court advantage, but you know Giannis at least early on.
I'm going to Indiana. I love the pace that they play at, Tyrese Halliburton.
Okay. I'm thinking Bucks in seven. I think we'll go to full seven. We'll see Giannis when the series is over. I got the Bucks in seven. And then the winner, New Orleans, Sacramento, take on Oklahoma City Thunder. Who do you like?
I'm going to go with New Orleans. I think Brandon Ingram is going to have a big game tonight.
Okay. Oh, you got New Orleans?
Hold on. Over OKC?
Yeah, over OKC. You're doing
that? Oh, no. I'm taking OKC. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm taking OKC
That was my fault, Freddie. I did that the wrong way.
That's quite all right.
I apologize.
We know you got disguises and everything. Have a great weekend. This has been Freddie and Harry on the Mighty ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry Podcast.